The American Dictionary, Merriam-Webster, has named surreal its 2016 Word of the Year. Merriam-Webster's Learner's Dictionary defines the adjective as very strange or unusual, or having the quality of a dream. The word entered the English language in the 1930s, following the artistic movement known as Surrealism. Merriam-Webster says searches for surreal rose after several world events and tragedies in the past year. Major increases in the number of lookups directly followed the terrorist attacks in Belgium and France, the overthrow attempt in Turkey, the Brexit vote, and the death of American musician Prince. But Merriam-Webster reports the largest increase in searches for surreal came just after the United States presidential election last month. Its meaning comes from the word's two parts. The word real comes after the preposition sur, which means above or over in the French language. Surreal is often used to describe something shocking. People might use the word when they cannot believe or do not want to believe reality. Surreal can have a negative or positive meaning. For example, the Grand Canyon or a trip to the moon could be described as surreal. Other popular words of 2016 include revenant, icon, and bigly, Merriam-Webster says. Revenant means one that returns after death. It comes from the French verb for return. The Oscar-winning Hollywood film The Revenant drove this word's popularity. People searched for the word icon in high numbers following the death of pop star Prince. It means a person who is very successful and admired. Bigly became hugely popular after many people thought U.S. President-elect Donald Trump used the word during a presidential debate. People questioned whether the adjective big can be used as an adverb in the English language. But language experts agreed that Trump actually said big league. This expression describes something very successful or high level. Trump used it as an adverbial phrase. Language experts also agreed that bigly is a word, although it is not often used. Other dictionaries have also announced their 2016 Words of the Year. The Oxford English Dictionary chose post-truth, which describes situations in which facts are less influential in shaping public opinion than appeals to emotion and personal belief. The phrase became popular during the 2016 U.S. presidential elections. Dictionary.com named xenophobia its word of the year. It means fear or hatred of foreigners. A huge increase in searches for the word happened on June 24th, one day after Britain voted to leave the European Union. I'm Ashley Thompson.